beautiful, isn't it?
He intoned in a rough, almost growl-like hum. Tara let out an audible gasp, but didn't avert her eyes from the swirling funnel of blackness now reaching outwards across five city blocks. Removing his hand from her right shoulder, he gently placed it beneath her chin, applying a light pressure to force her to turn her gaze to meet his own.
What do you see?
He probed, staring intently into her eyes. Frozen with fear, Tara couldn't pull away from him or shift her gaze from his eyes. Within the dark pupil staring at her, she saw the same swirling blackness she had just observed in the night sky. The total darkness that was staring past her eyes into the back of her skull seemed lifeless, almost evil.
I...
She stammered helplessly.
You what?
He growled.
Something catch your eye?
Still unable to shift her gaze, she felt acutely aware of her heart racing in her chest, and she could feel the heat of the amulet against her skin more intensely than before. She stood there completely motionless, as if paralyzed. Narrowing his eyes, Dr. Schmidt continued.
You know what tonight is, don't you?
He pressed.
It's December 22nd, the longest night of the year. Do you know what makes it so special?
He paused for a moment to give Tara an opportunity to respond. Unable to move, all she could do was increase the frequency and depth of her breathing.
This is the night of nights. Tonight is a very special day for Father. It's his highest holy night of the year. It is a time for celebration of his new beginning. This is the night that he begins to take back this wretched world and stake his claim on the hearts. No, on the souls of men.
He slowly, almost gently, allowed her head to turn back towards the windows to gaze again at six large tendrils of black haze emanating from the roof of a warehouse, reaching upwards to a height of about 500 feet, and then curving back downwards towards the earth, abruptly ending into the dark, murky waters of the river. Five of the vine-like gaseous columns of darkness were relatively thin, maybe 50 feet in diameter. However, the sixth column was massive, with a diameter of nearly 250 feet. The smaller threads almost seemed to shimmer, pulsate if you will, as they danced across the surface of the water. The next instant, the base of one of the thinner columns widened momentarily, as if something was entering into it, and then pulsed through the full length of the column as if a boa constrictor had just swallowed a rat, and entered into the top of the warehouse. A few seconds later, another tendril widened and pulsated, and another, until each of the five passageways appeared to have transported something from the murkiness of the water, through the air, and into the warehouse. The next moment later, the largest of the black conduits began to stretch outwards at the base, allowing for a seemingly massive, unseen object to exit from the water and enter into what could be best described as a large artery. However, as this object slid through the length of the tube, there appeared to be dark, almost sludge-like liquid oozed from the walls. As it neared the end of the passageway atop the roof of the warehouse, all six of the vine-like tendrils began to lift up from the water's surface and retract back through the air towards their source. As the massive unseen object entered into the top of the warehouse, the six fibril-like strands suddenly raced outwards, away from the building, and dissipated slowly into the darkness of the night. Unable to speak, and completely overcome by what she had seen, Tara swayed back and forth while her eyes rolled back into her head, and she unconsciously slid into the arms of the good doctor.